This is the reading for July 19th, Proverbs 8. Wisdom calls to you like someone shouting. Understanding raises her voice. On the hilltops along the road and at the crossroads, she stands calling. Beside the city gates, at the entrances into the city, she calls out. Listen, everyone, I'm calling out to you. I'm shouting to all people. You who are uneducated, be smarter. You who are foolish, get understanding. Listen, because I have important things to say, and what I tell you is right. What I say is true. I refuse to speak evil. Everything I say is honest. Nothing I say is crooked or false. People with good sense know what I say is true, and those with knowledge know my words are right. Choose my teachings instead of silver, and knowledge rather than the finest gold. Wisdom is more precious than rubies. Nothing you could want is equal to it. I am wisdom and I am smart. I also have knowledge and good sense. If you respect the Lord, you will also hate evil. I hate pride, bragging, evil ways, and lies. I have good sense and advice, and I have understanding and power. I help kings to govern and rulers to make fair laws. Princes use me to lead, and so do all important people who judge fairly. I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me. Riches and honor are mine to give, so are wealth and lasting success. What I give is better than the finest gold, better than the purest silver. I do what is right and follow the path of justice. I give wealth to those who love me, filling their houses with treasures. I, wisdom, was with the Lord when he began his work, long before he made anything else. I was created in the very beginning, even before the world began. I was born before there were oceans or springs overflowing with water, before the hills were there, before the mountains were put in place. God had not made the earth or fields, not even the first dust of the earth. I was there when God put the skies in place, when he stretched the horizon over the oceans. When he made the clouds above, he put the deep underground springs in place. I was there when he ordered the sea not to go beyond the borders he had set. I was there when he laid the earth's foundation. I was like a child by his side. I was delighted every day, enjoying his presence all the time, enjoying the whole world and delighted with all its people. Now, my children, listen to me, because those who follow my ways are happy. Listen to my teaching, and you will be wise. Do not ignore it. Happy are those who listen to me, watching at my door every day, waiting at my open doorway. Those who find me find life, and the Lord will be pleased with them. Those who do not find me hurt themselves. Those who hate me love death. 2 Chronicles chapter 27. Jotham was 25 years old when he became king, and he ruled 16 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Jerusha, daughter of Zadok. Jotham did what the Lord said was right, just as his father Uzziah had done. But Jotham did not enter the temple of the Lord to burn incense, as his father had. But the people continued doing wrong. Jotham rebuilt the upper gate at the temple of the Lord, and he added greatly to the wall at Ophel. He also built towns in the hill country of Judah, as well as walled cities and towers in the forests. Jotham also fought the king of the Ammonites and defeated them. So each year for 3 years they gave Jotham about 7,500 pounds of silver, about 62,000 bushels of wheat, and about 62,000 bushels of barley. Jotham became powerful because he always obeyed the Lord his God. The other things Jotham did while he was king and all his wars are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. Jotham was 25 years old when he became king, and he ruled 16 years in Jerusalem. Jotham died and was buried in Jerusalem, the city of David. Then Jotham's son Ahaz became king in his place. 2 Chronicles chapter 28. Ahaz was 20 years old when he became king, and he ruled 16 years in Jerusalem. Unlike his ancestor David, he did not do what the Lord said was right. Ahaz did the same things the kings of Israel had done. He made metal idols to worship Baal. He burned incense in the valley of Ben-Hinnom and made his children pass through the fire. He did the same hateful sins as the nations had done, whom the Lord had forced out of the land ahead of the Israelites. Ahaz offered sacrifices and burned incense at the places where gods were worshipped, and on the hills and under every green tree. So the Lord his God handed over Ahaz to the king of Aram. The Arameans defeated Ahaz and took many people of Judah as prisoners to Damascus. He also handed over Ahaz to Pekah, king of Israel, and Pekah's army killed many soldiers of Ahaz. The army of Pekah, son of Remaliah, killed 120,000 brave soldiers from Judah in one day. Pekah defeated them because they had left the Lord, the God of their ancestors. Zichri, a warrior from Ephraim, killed King Ahaz's son, Maaseiah. He also killed Azrikam, the officer in charge of the palace, and Elkanah, who was second in command to the king. The Israelite army captured 200,000 of their own relatives. They took women, sons, and daughters, and many valuable things from Judah, and carried them back to Samaria. But a prophet of the Lord named Oded was there. He met the Israelite army when it returned to Samaria and said to them, "The Lord, the God of your ancestors, handed Judah over to you because he was angry with those people. But God has seen the cruel way you killed them. Now you plan to make the people of Judah and Jerusalem your slaves, but you also have sinned against the Lord your God. Now listen to me. Send back your brothers and sisters whom you captured, because the Lord is very angry with you." Then some of the leaders in Ephraim, Azariah son of Jehohanan, Berechiah son of Meshillemoth, Zehizkiah son of Shalem, and Amasa son of Hadlai, met the Israelite soldiers coming home from war. They warned the soldiers, "Don't bring the prisoners from Judah here. If you do, we will be guilty of sin against the Lord, and that will make our sin and guilt even worse. Our guilt is already so great that he is angry with Israel." So the soldiers left the prisoners and valuable things in front of the officers and people there. The leaders who were named took the prisoners and gave those who were naked the clothes that the Israelite army had taken. They gave the prisoners clothes, sandals, food, drink, and medicine. They put the weak prisoners on donkeys and took them back to their families in Jericho, the city of palm trees. Then they returned home to Samaria. At that time, the Edomites came again and attacked Judah and carried away prisoners. So King Ahaz sent to the king of Assyria for help. The Philistines also robbed the towns in the western hills and in southern Judah. They captured the towns of Beth Shemesh, Ajalon, Gederoth, Soko, Timnah, and Gimzo, and the villages around them. Then the Philistines lived in those towns. The Lord brought trouble on Judah because Ahaz their king led the people of Judah to sin, and he was unfaithful to the Lord. Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, came to Ahaz, but he gave Ahaz trouble instead of help. Ahaz took some valuable things from the temple of the Lord, from the palace, and from the princes, and he gave them to the king of Assyria, but it did not help. During Ahaz's trouble, he was even more unfaithful to the Lord. He offered sacrifices to the gods of the peoples of Damascus who had defeated him. He thought, "The gods of the kings of Aram helped them. If I offer sacrifices to them, they will help me also." But this brought ruin to Ahaz and all Israel. Ahaz gathered the things from the temple of God and broke them into pieces. Then he closed the doors of the temple of the Lord. He made altars and put them on every street corner in Jerusalem. In every town in Judah, Ahaz made places for burning sacrifices to worship other gods. So he made the Lord, the God of his ancestors, very angry. The other things Ahaz did as king, from beginning to end, are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. Ahaz died and was buried in the city of Jerusalem, but not in the graves of the kings of Israel. Ahaz's son, Hezekiah, became king in his place.
Chapter 6.
Brothers and sisters, if a person gets trapped by wrongdoing, those of you who are spiritual should help that person turn away from doing wrong. Do it in a gentle way. At the same time, watch yourself so that you are also not tempted. Help carry each other's burdens. In this way, you will follow Christ's teachings. So, if any one of you thinks you're important when you're really not, you're only fooling yourself. Each of you must examine your own actions. Then you can be proud of your own accomplishments without comparing yourself to others. Assume your own responsibility. The person who is taught God's word should share all good things with his teacher. Make no mistake about this. You can never make a fool out of God. Whatever you plant is what you'll harvest. If you plant in the soil of your corrupt nature, you will harvest destruction. But if you plant in the soil of your spiritual nature, you will harvest everlasting life. We can't allow ourselves to get tired of living the right way. Certainly, each of us will receive everlasting life at the proper time if we don't give up. Whenever we have the opportunity, we have to do what is good for everyone, especially for the family of believers. Look at how large the letters in these words are, because I'm writing this myself. These people who want to make a big deal out of a physical thing are trying to force you to be circumcised. Their only aim is to avoid persecution because of the cross of Christ. It's clear that not even those who had themselves circumcised did this to follow Jewish laws. Yet they want you to be circumcised so that they can brag about what was done to your body. But it's unthinkable that I could ever brag about anything except the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his cross, my relationship to the world and its relationship to me have been crucified. Certainly, it doesn't matter whether a person is circumcised or not. Rather, what matters is being a new creation. Peace and mercy will come to rest on all those who conform to this principle. They are the Israel of God. From now on, don't make any trouble for me. After all, I carry the scars of Jesus on my body. May the goodwill of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit, brothers and sisters. Amen.